Gosh, Mick Fatty, what are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I just want to make sure that we get connected at the right time. So I'm listening to the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
Well, you just want to make sure we get every fat. Are you going to turn that off? You just want to make sure we're going to get every.
Are we connected? Are we connected? Are we on?
18 hours.
Are we on?
No, we're just
can they hear
sitting
us?
Here chatting. No, they can't possibly hear us. No.
Okay. Hang on one second here now.
Are you going to ruin this like you did?
Wait a minute. There's somebody at the door. I'll be right back.
Oh, dear Lord. We are nothing if not. We were just joking before we started that the Jehovah's Witnesses were going to come ring my doorbell. But instead, it appears that that they've come and ruined. Well, they've also rang, but more so ruined Big Fatty's doorbell.
Okay, I'm back. So, I had a package delivered here anyway. So anyway.
Happy Pride 48, Big Fatty. Now, is there going to be a little skit? Is there going to be a little skit?
You know what? If the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock at the tone, play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and what?
Just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. The Little Fatty Cast live for Pride 48, Saturday, July 24th, 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am the fattest person you've ever met today, and also one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh. There's a plane landing in the studio here.
And with me is...
They've sent out the attack jets. They heard that we're on the air.
They have. It's the fattest person you've met today. But one now, if this is ruined, I will eat my words. But poor Big Fatty, we're not letting him control anything today. Based on last night, y'all, Big Fatty's here.
Hi, y'all. By the way. But y'all, let's just talk about last night for a second. All right. Everything was tested. Everything was working wonderfully. Started A-okay. And y'all, then I guess I got confused, which is not a spoiler.
Well, I don't have that downtown sound effect, but yeah.
That may be our other guest. No, it'd probably be a lot louder and longer, don't you think?
Right, probably.
But anyway, so y'all, it was a calamity. It was a calamity, I tell you. But the thing is, I think if I had just let it go, it would have been perfect. However, you know, I am, if not a moron when it comes to technology, I'm only surpassed deficit. There's only the old gal knows less about technology than I do, but. Anyway,
that's not saying much.
Right? No, Vader is trying to help me right. At some point. And he says, he sends me a message, share your screen with me. Well, y'all,
this is on my list because it's Big Fatty.
Okay.
Classic Big Fatty. This is classic.
It's absolutely classic. All right. You tell it then.
So he shares his screen. He's like, okay. So we're on FaceTime and then he shares his screen. Y'all, he shared the screen on the computer that he was using for Discord, not streaming.
Right.
I was looking at it. What's happening here?
I had the chat room on my laptop and the stuff running the show on the big IMAX. And so I ended up sharing the chat room.
I was like, wait, what? How are you streaming? What voodoo magic are you using? And then I was like, oh, I'm looking at the MacBook Air. So, So it was, you know, all I kept thinking was, boy, when you say set the bar low, you really mean that bar has been set. I mean, it doesn't get any lower than this.
Well, so. But now I, you're right. And I truly mean that when I say it. And I usually set it pretty low. And, by the way, I've been called by Daniel Bieber a technical Mormon. Except as a technical Mormon, I do not wear the magical underpants.
Now, do you wear any underpants?
No.
Okay.
Where was I going with this?
That's where you were going with that. So, yeah. Everyone, thank you for joining us live. First of all, y'all, there are people listening. They're in the Discord.
Oh, wait. I remember what I was going to say. I hear that old Stinkpot, fucked it up pretty bad too. So, I'm in good company. Did you hear that Marge yeast infection last night?
I did. Oh. And I have to tell you, I've been listening to Madge Weinstein since day one. 2004, I found Madge via the Adam Curry, the Daily Source Code podcast, which was basically the original podcast. Dave Weiner wrote the enclosed tag for RSS to make that work. And Madge would call in sometimes. And that's how I found Madge, which has been 17 years, more than 17 years ago. I think the reason I actually used my iPod when I bought that original iPod, y'all, I still have it, by the way, with the scroll wheel or the touch wheel. Big Fatty was with me when I bought it in the Horlandos at the Apple Snack Store. Yep, you and Larry Kleinbuff. And I think that I would have always used an iPod, but once I discovered Madge and Adam Curry, and I could listen to that in the car on the way to and from work, because back then commutes were dreadful for me. I mean, going to work still is, but yeah, so it was a trip down memory lane and I absolutely loved it. I was so glad that Madge joined Pride 48 this year.
Did you hear her mention John Ong also?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was John Ong and Madge.
Not really the founders, but I think she was saying that he's an old fart.
Basically. Yeah, I know. Well, that's what it's
not,
funny.
Not the Madge OG, the OF, old fart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because she was like, these people have been around. And it's true, y'all. We've been around. We've been doing this for a long time. So, all right. So enough of that because it's not that fun. Now, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty is probably keeping an eye on the chat room. I am not so much. I have a little too much on my screen, so I can't manage the chat room. But before we go all sorts of crazy, and y'all, we have got some crazy to do.
Well, let me just say who's in the chat room.
Let's not, because...
Okay, let's not. By the way, y'all do not go over to the donate button over there at Pride 48.
No, don't do it.
Because they're not accepting donations this year.
Nope. No donations. So, they do not want donations. Your money. Don't give it to them.
Nope.
Yep. Now, I just have a question for you, because you know how I like to give that Adam Burns a hard time.
Who?
Yeah. So, Crooked Hat. So, I got in my email about a month ago I'm not kidding. And Adam, I know you're not listening because you don't even know who we are. But
who?
I got in my email a receipt for the donation I made last Pride 48. So I want to say thank you for that receipt about a month ago. About a month ago from last summer. So I want to say thank you, Adam, for that. And so really the crack team of folks here are there at Pride 48 are just on it. They are our professionals, just like us.
I had no idea that Adam's crack needed a team.
Oh, it. Well, we're not gonna do that. Mm. But you know what we are gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. This is a game where Big Fatty tells me who was born today. I tell him who they were and eat much more easily if they were dead or alive.
Right. And we're doing this kind of early in the little show.
But, we've got a lot planned. So we'll be done in about 5 minutes.
Need to get the staples in there.
Right. Right. All right.
Bendy Irwin.
Bendy Irwin. Now, this is an easy one, and I appreciate you. I know the music's loud before anyone says anything. Yep. I appreciate you setting me up. Bendy Irwin, he is alive, and that he is he's the crocodile hunter. So he is Steve Irwin's son down in Australia. He's got a new show on the Discovery Channel, The Whole Nine Yards.
Okay. Well, you are correct that that Bendy Irwin is alive. However, Bendy Irwin is the Crocodile Dundee's daughter.
I was hoping it was going to. Anyway, all right.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sorry. The pickle has texted. This is how this is going to go. All right. Next,
okay,
please.
Hey, Mr. Pickle. Alexandre Dumas.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to throw someone local in. I think you're being a little generous with the pronunciation
name. I'm trying to set you up for success here.
Right, right. So that is the founder of Dumas & Sons, Charleston's most favorite local clothier.
Uh-huh. Clothier, long-time clothier on King Street.
Right.
Actually, Alexandre Dumas is a French author. He wrote The Three Musketeers and The Count of Monte Cristo.
And also opened a clothing shop on King Street.
Yeah, and he's dead.
Okay.
So, all right.
I think the store closed.
Did it?
I don't know.
I had sex with... one of the guys that you. Oh, anyway. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. We'll come back. It's nice to put it out there. Maybe we'll do some more later. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And he was the son. It was Dumas and Sons, and I had one of the and sons, and he was kind of hot, and he enjoyed honking the bobo and having it honked. Speaking of honking the bobo and how
you notice
honk,
I'm you, you
and Scott.
Okay. And do you have one more? Do you have one more? Just one more. I feel like we've got a whole hour. We can squeeze one more in.
Well, all right. Bella Abzug.
Bella Abzug. Oh, Bella. So, you know, she was. So she's dead. She's gone on to glory. Bella Abzug was the female character. I can't remember the character name in The Dark Shadows. Speaking of the stink pot.
Bella Abzug is indeed dead. Some people probably thought of her as a vampire, but she was an American politician, feminist, and activist. Born in New York City, died in 98.
Well, there you go. Wasn't so bad. We usually like to save that one until closer to the end, just when we're good and into it. So unfortunately we had to do it at the beginning, but now I searched high and low for special guests. to add to this week's show. And with one exception, they all said no. I tried. I offered inappropriate touching, inappropriate photos. That probably didn't help things.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Yeah. What's that?
Our special guest received an inappropriate touch from me.
Oh, I didn't know you had met him. To you guys, we want to bring in our very special guest. His name is Walter. Wait.
Oh.
That's not Walter. You're muted. That's not Walter. You guys, it is the one and only, the fabulous, we've been teasing this for weeks, Miss La 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 Lauren.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Miss Lauren?
I'm so good. This is an honor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, well, at least we know that Miss Lauren doesn't expect much. Like, it doesn't take a lot for her
Lauren
to be honored.
Was scarred many, many years ago. Would you like to relay that story, Miss Lauren?
It was a lovely evening in Boise.
Well, it started out that way.
There was leather, there were men's, and then there was kilt, and then there were Big Betty's balls.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like right there.
You know, Miss Lauren, I'm going to say this. I've also met Miss Lauren. There was no kilt involved. There was vodka, I think. But
My balls weren't involved at that meeting either, though.
Correct. But I have never had the unfortunate event of seeing or touching the area of Big Fatty in live anything. Now, unfortunately, I've had to fix his computer a few times, so God only knows the things I've seen there. But... So Miss Lauren, you're up there in the Chicagos, but more importantly, I believe you are betrothed these days.
Yeah, I am. You can see my ring.
She's giving us the finger, y'all. Wait a minute. I thought you had the pretty green colored fingernails.
On one hand, yes.
Oh, she's bi. Green on one, she goes green on the right and white on the left, or clear on the left.
I was doing my nails during Foul Monkeys because I needed something to do.
So. Oh, God knows. I was cooking lunch. I just, you gotta find
something to keep you awake. Anyway.
Right. I was very inspired to start my laundry.
In honor of Ricky.
Right, yeah. Exactly. The dryer is going to buzz at any moment during this little show, although it is in the other part of the house on another floor, but it doesn't matter. You'll still hear it. So, Now, Miss Lauren, if you guys don't know, has listened to the LFC probably since day one, if I had to guess.
Day one. I think it's about since day one or pretty close to it. I definitely have gone back and listened early.
And Miss Lauren, how did you find the LFC?
I was working. It was my first job out of school, out of college. And it was an office job and it was very quiet. So I was just looking on iTunes for podcasts. And I just saw like the green and the white, you know, logo that you've always had.
Always.
And so I thought, what's this all about? And then, and then it was ruined from there. And you guys had did the Match the Podcasters game, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Way back.
I discovered everyone else through you. So everything truly does go through Big Fatty.
There are no truer statements to be said than all of, he would love to be the source of all things podcast. Yes.
Now, y'all, it's interesting that it was the logo that caught Miss Lauren's eye because she does that for a living.
Y'all, and it was the most thrown together logo I have ever designed in my life. It was literally a green square, and the font was Impact. It probably still, I'm sure it still is, because I haven't changed it.
Can you identify fonts just by looking at them, Miss Lauren?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
And so it was so terrible, and I didn't even know how to use Photoshop back then because it's no secret my background wasn't in graphic design; it was elsewhere. So It's so interesting because it was so terrible. And I know that it still is 1,000%. But that's because everything we do is ruined. So,
right.
But yeah. It was bold and it was there. So
that's kind of how
I think that's fabulous that, yeah. that it was
Vader
the logo
didn't know what he was doing and caught Miss Lawrence.
Then all of a sudden you've been exposed to all these, homosexual, podcast, and you're just like you're all with it.
I'm in the mix, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's how I met Ricky. I mean, come on, we lived together.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, don't hold that against it, please.
Yeah,
like, don't.
Now,
Miss Lauren, we've talked about us, but let's talk about you. Let's talk about your fiance. Your betrayal.
No, I want to ask. No, I want to ask
okay,
her something.
Never mind.
First.
I don't get to. Okay.
Before, or when you met your fiance, did you tell him you were involved with a lot of gay men?
He knew. I mean, on our first,
he could tell by your mannerisms or whatever.
Well, you know, on our first date, we went over like, who did you vote for? It was.
You voted for Kathy Bacon, right?
Well, yeah.
Yep.
It was before the, you know, current election.
Right.
You know, we got that over with. I said, I have a lot of gay friends. That needs to be okay. And he's like, yeah, whatever. So, you know, we got all that taken care of.
Well, good. Now, do we have a date? Because, you know, I was going to fly up there and marry you two in the middle of a pandemic. But, yeah, she said no for some reason. And I was like, I have enough sky miles to buy an airline. Let's go. Let's do this.
Right.
And Miss Lauren was like, no, thank you. So do you have a date set? Are you ready? Are you all prepared?
Yeah. It's September 5th.
Oh, okay.
This year.
Okay. And that's there in Chicago?
Big Fatty's on his way here already. He's gone.
Okay. He's walking because he's too cheap to buy a plane ticket. Big Fatty has left the room, actually. And he better get some water because I'll tell y'all there's a surprise coming up next. It's a new game. But so September 5th. And is it going to be a big elaborate? I can just see you in a big flowing white dress, like with all of the blush and bashful flowers. That's going to be your colors.
It's simplicity is my thing. I like simple things. So it's going to be in his mom's backyard. She has a beautiful big house, though. So
okay.
I mean, that's not understated, but... my dress is fully beaded though. So
it's what?
A lot of bling. Fully beaded. Like beads and yeah.
Oh,
so there will be bling, but not like
you know,
bloody thing.
I when you said that, all I thought of was pearl necklace and not the kind you buy at Jarrett's. Okay.
Yeah. Big Ricky will be wearing a pearl necklace to the event. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss Lauren, I have a little something for you for your wedding. And I know. Oh, excuse me.
Is that what you have?
I know. Oh, I know you'll be thrilled.
Oh, dear
Lord.
There's two
of them. And it's a little.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Don't you think that's perfect, Miss Lauren?
If you guys, for those of you who can't see the Zoom, which is everyone except the three of us, Big Fatty has held up a hand towel that is embroidered Mr. and Mr. Established 2021, which is perfect for a straight couple.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we know who wears the pants in that family.
Right. Well,
Walter does.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And Walter is the cat, y'all.
Right.
And I honestly did send Miss Lauren my inappropriate touch, didn't I?
You did. I had forgotten all about that until you brought it up a month ago or something. Out of the goodness of your heart, you sent me your inappropriate touch, and it inappropriately touched me for a long time.
It was kind of nice. And y'all, I think Miss Lauren, Mean Keen is in the chat room. I think Miss Lauren has taken my advice maybe more than anyone else here lately.
Yes. Yeah, wedding planning sucks. It's crazy. I mean, it's exciting and it's fun and there's so many things you get to decide. But yeah, sometimes there's like the nitty gritty, you know, people's emotions, and money and things like that. But you just remember the end game, you know, the reason why it's all happening and how lucky you are to have it, how lucky we are to have it this year because we had to cancel it last year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just got to keep on exhaling.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy for Miss Lauren and her.
And if you fiance. get nervous today, Miss Lauren, just exhale.
Okay. And right.
Wow, well, Miss Lauren, I meant through your mouth, not
right. But this is Miss Lauren we're talking about. So,
right, well, Lord, if she's not comfortable around us to pass gas by now, she ain't ever going to be comfortable enough around us.
And when you come to Charleston on your honeymoon, just let us know, and Big Fatty will pick you up from the airport in the Ruby Red, and then you know be your chauffeur for the week because he's retired. So,
seriously, do you are you revealing where the honeymoon is?
We haven't planned one yet. You know, we're just getting over the excitement and the to do about the wedding. You know, in the Delta variant age.
Okay.
But you know, we're going to plan a honeymoon, probably something nice in 2022.
May I suggest a gay cruise? It's fabulous.
That's just what her new husband would love.
It's right. Fabulous. Your husband won't be distracted by anyone else on the ship, and you'll be the envy.
We hope you'll be
the apple of everyone's eye.
I'll be the one who's distracted by everyone else.
Well, right. Yes. Yeah, he's like, how did this? Yeah. So, Miss Lauren.
But the thing is, you don't have to worry about it.
Miss Lauren, we're not going to keep you much longer because we're not, but we've got some questions in the chat room. So, everyone's very interested in the dress. Okay. And so they're like, oh, Miss Lauren,
wait a minute. We've got some breaking news here.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did someone say breaking news?
Breaking news. John Ong says, I can't believe I didn't tell Big Fatty when I went to Charleston. Oops.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Two people.
John Ong.
But just ignore Bader. That's okay.
You know.
Whatever.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. But.
Now, are you going to interrupt me again or can I ask Miss Lauren the questions?
I don't see any questions in the chat room.
Okay, so Miss Lauren, Tim in Alaska wants to know if you can add a panel to the back after the wedding, maybe extending it to size 18 for him. That would be perfect. So I believe Tim in Alaska wants to borrow your dress, but everyone wants photos. Sure. So I would assume it's bad luck to post a beaded photo, a beaded dress photo before the wedding, but maybe after the wedding, maybe next year you can share. Sure.
After the wedding, photo. There will be so many pictures. There will be so many pictures. I'm not going to post one now.
Right.
I can show you guys one here in the Zoom since you're the only ones looking.
Oh.
We're going to.
This is gonna, we're getting
special. Since we weren't invited to the wedding.
Wow. Look at that.
Ooh. Hold on. I got to blow Miss Lauren up.
It's very angelic.
Ooh.
The word that came to me was operatic. I think
elegant.
It's very, well, I guess that's what I'm saying, but I mean, it's just grand.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to wear it.
We're very excited for you, honestly. And before you go, do you have any favorite moments from Pride 48? Anything you've loved or been surprised by so far?
So far, no. I've only had a chance to listen to Foul Monkeys before, and a little bit of John Ong before that, and a little bit last night. I listened to Madge last night. But no, every year I love hearing you guys and everybody getting together and being in the chat room and talking to all these people that we've known for years and years, and that's it. And I love everyone.
Oh, well. We love you.
Now, Miss Lauren, you got to belt it out a little bit louder. You know.
Yeah, you're just going to have to.
You gotta channel your inner big fatty. Right. Yes. Okay.
I love everyone and you're fat. So
yeah. Now Miss Lauren, is there, you've been listening to the Little Fatty Cast for decades. And is there one thing that stands out, good or bad, from that time? I know that's an unfair question to ask, but I'm sure there's a multitude of things, but is there one thing that you will never forget?
The thing is,
okay, great. Thank you so much.
When you came back, I just thought this is perfect because you always just make me smile and it's always just fun to hear you guys. And I don't know what it is about your show in particular that's just, you know, kept me subscribed.
Well, you enjoy hearing Vader get interrupted, right?
All of it. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Ruination.
I'm just the pretty one.
Oh yeah.
Here.
Right. Well, yeah. The best part, the unfortunate part is we used to do this in the same room, so I could give him the look and yes, I could shut him up. But now that he's on Zoom, it's far too complicated to mute him. So I can't stop him from interrupting me. And that's the hard part. So,
but I will say watching you right now is just a treat.
This is how we do this. Like there is no secret to it. I was hoping there would be a lounging kitty for you to see, but I believe they're lounging downstairs because they're like, whatever. Bye-bye.
By the way, how is Walter? Is he still vomiting on your bed?
He hasn't vomited on the bed recently, but last night he did vomit on the floor. Thankfully, not the carpet. So that's always a surprise.
His aim was off. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So he's fine. He's very old. Very old and fat. You guys know what that's like. So
we do. We do.
This is an honest to goodness question. Do cats drag their butt across the carpet like dogs do?
I saw him do it once.
What?
He did it on the floor. Yeah, I saw. It was the funniest thing, and I was so mad at him, but I couldn't stop laughing because it looked so ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Like cats are a little bit different when their stomachs are upset and when things are going wrong. It happens a little bit differently than with a dog. So, yeah. Well, Miss Lauren, we're going to let you go and we're going to pretend that Omar did not turn me down 15 different times today because we're going to move on to him next and mix it all together. Oh. Y'all, Omar is looking handsome. He sent me a photo of himself this morning when I was trying again to convince him.
No, you told me that he was fat.
Well, he is. I mean, because he's Omar. He's my Omi, but he's looking good. He is fat and gray, which is shocking. I haven't seen
a photo
of Omar.
I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I haven't seen a photo of Omar in probably 10 years at least. So I was shocked that he was like, you're not so not gray and fat yourself. And I was like, it's true. But maybe one day we'll get him back and we can have a Miss Lauren and Omar and Rob Nelson and Lily Magoo. And Rob won't even take my calls.
I would love that.
Rob was just like, I'm not going to answer that. No.
Well, and Tom and Terry are up there. One of their places is up there in the Chicago.
Maybe we should go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Denny. So
I've flown through there about 5 times in the last month. So maybe we should just. Oh, yeah.
You didn't call Miss Lauren, huh?
I never left the airport. So. Well, y'all,
excuse me, I believe you
thank you, Miss Lauren. We really appreciate you being here and filling 20 minutes of time because God knows we were really concerned of what were we going to talk about for an hour? And I have been watching the Walker Texas Ranger reboot, but I didn't think anyone wanted to hear all about that for an hour. So they would much rather hear about you. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so nice to be here. And I'll keep listening and keep being yourselves.
Hold that microphone back up to your mouth, Miss Lauren.
Hello.
Oh, it's Delilah. Everyone, we've brought in Delilah. Yes.
I know. It's Delilah.
Hey, I was saying thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Well, thank you for being here. And hopefully we don't wait 5 years to talk to you again. Maybe Fatty and I will fly up to Chicago sometime soon.
I would love that. Please do. Okay.
All right. Bye, Miss Lauren.
Have you practiced saying I do?
I have, and I do.
Okay. Bye, Miss Lauren.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Larry Vader, could you ask Big Fatty if he likes his new tires and has scrubbed the blue goo off the white lettering yet?
Well, I hope you don't have the white lettering on your tires. I hope that's on the inside. Thank you, Miss Lauren. I hope the white lettering you had put on the inside. The ruby red does not look good with the white letters on the outside.
There's a story there, Faye Driver. I'll tell you about it on next week on my little show.
Yeah.
So
speaking of next week's little show,
that was lovely to have Miss Lauren on.
She can't turn. She can't bring herself to turn the Zoom off. She's like, I just have to watch them do this for a while.
Y'all, yes, she's watching us.
I know.
Which is kind of creepy, but that's okay. Oh Lord, I'm not turning it off. She says.
That does bring up a good point. So we talked about this. Fatty and I did, and we assume you know this, but this will also be Monday's little show. We are not going to record another show for Monday because I don't know what the hell we talk about.
And the chat room is saying, hours. Oh, thank God.
Right. And you know what else they're saying? Yeah. So okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were saying more than that.
Right. Well, right. Well, Big Fatty, we have a new game to play. Now,
okay, let's do it.
I'm gonna admit there's no music for this yet because we're gonna see how it goes before I take this time.
Oh Lord!
No, I'm busy. I've been watching Walker on the CW.
Let me say one more last thing about Miss Lauren.
Okay,
Miss Lauren created so much of the. If my show art looks really good, Miss Lauren did it, and she's been doing it for years. And y'all, I'm just tickled, I tell you.
Tickled fat.
A lot of it is Crema Time artwork and special occasions. And y'all, by the way, did y'all see the picture of Noah from PNS Explosion on the Twitter today? Y'all,
I've been following him on the Instagram. Hey, Daddy. Woo.
Miss Lauren created a St. Patrick's Day artwork for me with him underneath my kilt, and it makes me very happy that that she captured that and that he was up under there. He got a good close look, Miss Lauren, of the
terrifying. Huh, maybe that's why he's gone so great. Well, you know what? Speaking of, I have some music we can use for theme music for this segment.
Oh!
All right. So, you guys, I went shopping. Now, we know Big Fatty's fat, so I decided that I would go to the Trader Joe's and I would buy three things of varying terribleness, probably.
And I've got the bag. Can you hear that?
Don't shake it.
Oh, shit.
So, I dropped them by the villa this morning. Before we recorded this, and so I also got myself one of these. This is not a make Big Fatty eat something terrible.
Though he's going to make me eat something terrible.
So Big Fatty, I want you to reach into the bag, and there in the bag there's a round container, but there's two bags, one smaller.
All right, grab
the smaller of the two.
Reaching in the container.
Bags.
Okay. And which bag am I pulling out?
The small one. It's kind of hard. They're both kind of hard.
The small one that's kind of hard. Y'all, if I had a nickel for every time.
Yeah, that's it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
So today, first thing we're going to try are crispy onion chips from the Trader Joe's. Now,
y'all, it says the process used to create these crispy onion chips maintains all the flavor and provides an irresistible snack that makes you want to keep munching.
Oh my God. Careful when you open them. They explode. All right.
Gotta have to get the scissors.
What do you mean? No, they tear.
You know,
they just tear.
Y'all, I know it does, but I can't tear it. Y'all, the older you get, the more a pair of scissors is your friend. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Ooh. Oh. One and done.
All right. I'm going to try it now. All right, here we go. This is Steve the Tater will love this.
That's why we're doing it.
Oh,
hope you didn't. I hope you didn't have more than one. Oh. You ate a second one? Oh my God, those are terrible.
They're kind of like
they taste like raw onion.
They're kind of like the French's French fried onions, except puffier and not nearly as good. Okay, well.
Oh my God, they're like chewy almost. Like I thought.
Oh, I can put that out for the squirrels, and I'll have a yard full of dead squirrels in the morning.
Uh huh. Yeah, exactly.
Uh huh.
So you're not going to be you would never go to Trader Joe's, but you're not going to be buying the onion chips.
No, those are vile.
Okay.
We'll send those to Steve the Tater.
Right. Well, they don't crunch much. So next, grab the big... Now, actually, no. Grab the little round container next out of there. I don't know how these...
I'm grabbing the little round container. Y'all, this is Trader Joe's dark chocolate cookie sticks, twisted cookie sticks dipped in Belgian dark chocolate. Now, I think I like this.
Well, this is the palate. It's got a tear tab about a third of the way. From the bottom.
It's like Apple designed this packaging.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they're like pokey star. What is not pokey?
There's those little sticks.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like breadsticks dipped in dark chocolate. All right.
That's not bad. Hmm. Of course, we just ate the onion, so. Anything is
of course
not
it
bad
could taste like dog food, and it's better than those onions.
Right,
chips.
Right. So
it's kind of like unsalted pretzel sticks dipped in dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. They're on sale for $1. That's quite a value.
That's $1. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good for $1.
Yeah, they were on sale today. Of course, I had to brave every retired, ancient, terrifying Jesus. Person to get to them.
I wasn't there, so you didn't.
Oh,
you didn't brave every.
Right. That's true. Boy, isn't this exciting? This is not. This is why I didn't create the bumper. We're not doing this again.
This is why. Okay. This is why Miss Lauren is still watching. She's lurking.
All right.
Excuse me. I've got to cleanse my.
Yeah, I want to take
here.
a little sip of water. This is what. This is what happens when you give us an hour to talk to each other.
No, now y'all. I am drinking today. Hot tea. You know, I love the hot tea. And I'm That's mixing true. The orange spice and the crema blend because, you know, next week on the BFO, it's crema in July.
You probably said that at one point when we couldn't hear you. Okay. There's one more thing in the bag. I like to keep this
thing
along
in the bag.
A professional base. Now, don't throw All that right. bag away. That's one of my reusable bags.
Okay.
All right. So the final thing in
big.
The bag.
You know, I saw something on the Twitty that said that these are delicious. Y'all, it is the Trader Joe's Ghost Pepper potato chips, lattice cut, kettle cooked. But y'all, I saw that on the Twitty and I went, ooh, I might like that.
Fun fact about the Ghost Pepper, it was created right here in Charleston.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Okay. Isn't this exciting, everyone? Oh, dear God.
Ooh.
Whoa. Wow.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Y'all, it ain't ghosty for long.
Ooh. Ooh. Y'all, I was trying to eat things out of his comfort zone, but I've done it to myself now. Oh, dear God. I've got a kitty cat who's like, I might like one of those. Kitty, you wouldn't like one of those. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. They're good.
Holy shit, those are hot. Y'all, if you need your sinuses, Steve the Tater says, oh, this is riveting podcasting. Well, you know, don't forget that the 787 Max of Pride 48 shows will be on later this weekend, starring Steve the Tater.
Speaking of the 737 Max, y'all, I had a little bit too much to drink. Did I mention this a couple or last week on the little show that I had a little too much to drink in Dallas, and got back to the motel and booked myself a trip to Alaska? Did I mention that?
No.
You
mentioned that you had a little bit too much to drink. You had a lot too much to drink.
Right.
And the drag queen was driving you around.
That was in Savannah. Good gracious, my mouth is still burning. So y'all, McFatty has turned bright red.
Look at that, Miss Lauren.
It makes that terrible beard really stand out a little bit more.
Send me your address so I can mail you that little wedding gift at.
Kitty Cat, we don't need you to. Hold on. I got to take another sip of water. I was questioning if I'm going to stick with this trip to Alaska. I told Tim last night. That's what everyone was confused about. But anyway, long story short, I was looking to make sure I had chosen a decent seat. So just in case I don't get an upgrade. And y'all, it's on 737 Maxes from O'Hare to Anchorage.
Oh.
And back. And I was like,
are you going to Anchorage?
Tim in Alaska lives
there.
Okay.
And you should fly
I'm
in
very
at
busy.
Least
very busy.
At least no, trust me. But at least a day or two early, because it'll take at least a full day to tour the Timon Alaxa compound
and wine cellar.
And then second day would be the wine and art tour, where you have sample your favorites from the wines. It's not really a cellar; it's more of a subterranean garage of wine. And the art gallery, there's literally not an open piece of plaster in the house. It's all covered with art that Tim has done.
Okay. So, well, I'll have to add that. I was mostly planning on just going to Mad Myrna's in Anchorage and trying to pick up an Alaskan husband and never come back. But whatever, I can also add that to my... Can I make a reservation for two, Tim? Okay. Well, you know, speaking of things that we'll regret, how about we do a little bit of this before we run out of time? Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's time to play... This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am, but before we do that, I have decided I am going to take one of the ghost pepper chips and one of the onion chips and eat them together, just to see... Just
if you can continue to cough and hack up. Okay, perfect. Okay, let's keep going. All right. So today's category for our little quiz.
It's terrible.
Is just general knowledge. You guys, usually we have a theme, but I felt like today we wanted a little general knowledge. So first question, Big Fatty. What is the national language of Canada? Is it English, Dutch, or French?
It's French.
I believe it's Dutch.
What?
Look, if that's not right, I'm just telling you that's what this quiz site says. Okay. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Question.
Wait a minute. We need a clarification there.
Well, chat room, do some Googling. All right. Next, that's what we have a chat room for. What is the national anthem of what is the national animal of Pakistan? Is it is it the peacock? Uh-huh. Is it the markhor, which I don't know what that is? Or this says loin, but I'm guessing it means lion.
Oh, well, if it had been loin, I would have said that, but I'm going to guess that it is the following program is brought to you in living color on Pakistan national anthem peacock. Oh,
it's the markhor.
Is it the
It's the markhor. I don't know what that is. So chat room.
By the way,
chat room, Faye, post some photos.
Faye,
go for it.
Faye Driver says the official languages of Canada are both English and French.
Well, I'm just telling you what the quiz says. So, okay.
Okay.
A la crece. Oh, that. Sorry, that was Spanish. a la Crecy is a French dish made of what? C-R-E-C-Y. C-R-E-C-Y is the word I'm saying here, okay? So is that apples, carrots, or potatoes?
A la Crecy?
C-R-E-C-Y, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, a la means...
with, okay?
With.
And, yeah, so C-R-E-C-Y is the clue here. Is it apples, carrots, or potatoes?
I'm going to guess it's, and Miss Lauren probably knows more about this recently than I do, but it's probably a wax carrot.
Ooh.
Oh!
Carrots, you finally got one right.
Well,
we're out of
go.
Music, but I think we can squeeze in just one more.
Oh, just go ahead and squeeze another one out.
All right. Brazil is the biggest.
Yes.
It's the biggest producer of, is it rice, mm-hmm. oil, or coffee?
Well, I think this is a trick question because most people would say, oh, Ant has posted a picture of that animal.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's got corkscrew horns.
It's vulgar. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Miss Lauren says, wait a minute, Hot Menses is not on that list.
Right.
And
that's true.
By the way,
large groups
see,
of tourists at Disney World, not on the list. But yes.
Did you see the guy from Tonga at the opening ceremony of the Olympics? He's all
no, I was listening.
Again.
I was listening to this awful podcast about that time. So,
oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I think this is a trick question because most people would say coffee. Okay. And what were the other two?
Rice or oil? Now, I don't know if it's cooking oil or motor oil, but oil.
Okay. Well, I think based on the guy from Tonga, Tonga produces, uses more oil than any other country. I'm going to say rice just because, you know, the Amazon is there and, you know, they probably have
coffee plantation.
Well, you know, then there's China too, but I'm going to go with rice. Oh,
coffee. All right.
Oh, okay. I told you it was a trick question.
I'm not sure who wrote these questions or what website this is. Triviaquestionsforyou.com.
Tim in Alaska says Brazil is a huge oil producer.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. So, yeah.
By the way, DJ Ron says, could we possibly just go back to listening to them eat? So...
Agreed, sir. Agreed.
Speaking of gosh, could you just play the skull update music for us, please?
The traditional, I hope.
Yes.
Y'all, I don't have any skull things to report, and I probably won't again.
Until she dies.
Like I said, I probably won't again. So,
no, are you going to be having the old coal miner luncheons again soon?
I am happy to report.
Uh-huh.
Though not happy for content on this little show. I am happy to report that the coal mine has permanently canceled all of those for forever.
Ooh. Well, that'll put her in the grave.
Right. Well, she's not far from it. So, anyway.
Right.
And I should be more upset about that.
But don't you hate her?
To this day, I cannot stand her. I do not miss her. I fucking hate that woman. She is everything. I don't know if you've ever run across this. Y'all, and by the way, y'all, we had a skit or a little thing planned for the end, but we've run out of time. Don't you think?
We did?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what?
Well, we ain't run out of time.
We haven't run out of time.
What are you talking about?
Y'all, let's just do this.
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupine.
What?
We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
You know, we should have had Miss Lauren on here to play it this time.
All right. Well, if only she were still around.
Right.
So, you guys, this show is going to be rebroadcast on Monday, so we're going to play Dead or Alive for Monday.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy. Well, she's alive, though she's old. You know, she was. Flew into space with that Jeff Bezos on whatever day, Friday, Thursday.
Jeff Buzzy, that runs Amazon. Yeah, no, Ruth Buzzy, she is alive, but she was a comedian. She was on Laugh-In. She was Gladys, the old lady that used to hit Artie Johnson with the pocketbook on the bench. And she was also Margie on That Girl, which I didn't remember. All right. Speaking of space, Mark Goddard.
Mark Goddard. Well, he's gone on to glory. So, you know, he was, no one remembers this, but y'all, someone had to take the photo whenever Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin stepped onto the moon for the first time. And that was Mark Goddard. He was the photographer of that Apollo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. He is alive. But he played Don West on the TV show Lost in Space, which, you know, that had warning, Will Robinson, danger, danger, and, you know, Dr. Smith and all that other. All right. Marvin the Martian.
What? Marvin the Martian, much like Bugs Bunny's career, Marvin the Martian is dead. Well, probably not, because he'll live on forever. He's a cartoon.
Marvin the Martian is a cartoon, and it was Marvin the Martian debuted on this date in the cartoon Hair Devil Hair. All right, one last one here. Are you ready?
But go for it, because we got to start the closing music on
Gus.
Time.
Gus Van Sant.
Gus Van Sant. He is alive, and he is the lead guitar player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
For the Van Sants, yes. The Van Sant family. The Van Sant family singers. No, he is an American film director, directed Good Will Hunting. It's also, by the way, also for Taylor the Latte Boy, it's Linda Carter's birthday today.
Wonder Woman. Wait, yeah, Wonder Woman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I need to do this one last time.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Y'all, I didn't do so good on that one.
No.
Other than, y'all know, funny story, I didn't know who Marvin the Martian was until there was a screensaver with him on Windows, like, 95, and everyone's like, don't you remember that?
Oh, yes, I am Marvin the Martian. Yeah. He's sort of like the Lawrence Welk of Martians.
Wait a minute, I've received notice that, Pepe Le Pew is the only cartoon character that is dead now.
Oh, bless his heart.
You know, when I'm running to the toilet, I'm kind of like Pepe Le Pew.
That's
fast.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. Y'all, thank you.
Y'all, we didn't think we'd have enough content for an hour, and I think we've proven it.
Yeah, we actually have content we didn't use, so we'll never, ever use it. And we certainly won't be eating chips again.
Oh, God, no. And y'all, there's a replacement show coming up. It's a Gnag Banag.
I think it's
Archer's.
Banag,
Yes, it's Archer's version of John Ong. It's Archer trying to be John Ong. So y'all stay tuned for that, because it's probably going to be worse than this.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That reminds me, is there anything... Well, there is one thing that would be worse than this, I guess.
I mean, you know, isn't what? you say that, but I feel like at least something that was worse than this could have bothered to phone it in and record some bumpers or some interstitials. And I'm obviously filling for time because we haven't quite run out yet. I didn't know how long that lasted. You know, something that we could play at the end of the show until we hit exactly
that one darn sea hag. Bless her heart.
Last night, don't be ugly. And I was like, I'm not. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.